to put it back into the soil, you know. No grass or nothing to catch nothing. But nowadays, it works different from that, you know.
Yeah. It don't matter what kind of soil you have. It matters, really, what kind of fertilizer you put on it, right?
Well, that's what they finally, each year got worse and worse, you know, more or less. Of course, I didn't have none of it after I come in. Got hold of it. But back when it was in the bigger plantation, you know, well, they had these tunnels, you know, all over 40, 50, maybe 75 tunnels, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that landowner, he'd have an overseer, and he'd come ride about over it and maybe have 1,500, 2,000 acres, you know, and most of that was in woods, but then he'd have maybe 75 tenant families. That same thing now today, it ain't five. Five tenants won't. You can't count five tenants on that same property.
Now, to get log, to get to stumps out of the ground, you did what? You tied a rope to it.
All I ever knew was point out and let them rot out.
Yeah. And when they rotted, then you did what?
Well, if they rotted out, we'd set fire to them and they'd burn up, you know, and they'd get porous-like and burn good. Well, as long as they're good and solid, well, they didn't burn very good because nothing there to keep the fire going. It's just like the backlog in the fireplace. If you don't have some other wood there with it, the backlog don't never burn up.
Now you sharpen a straight razor on a what?
Strap.
Leather, you know, them old leather things, you know?
Mm-hmm. They were used to sharpen razors and to cut our rinds too.
cut your behind?
Yeah.
Did your father ever use one of those on you?
Not very much.
He'd give you a good...
But then he would use it if necessary, you know, and we knew it. That's what kept him using as much. He was very strict with us kids. He'd always told us this. When I get ready to stop you, well, I mean stop you right here and now. Because I put up with everything, all I'm going to put up with, before I say anything, and he was that way. He wasn't mean to us.
And then he'd give you a...
Oh, he'd get a limb sometimes. But I don't think he ever whipped me over three or four times. Mother used to always whip me. But she'd pounce me, whipping a dozen times before she'd ever give it to me, and then she'd finally whip me. But my dad, I can't especially remember, but three times, actually, I imagine more than that, but the three times I was supposed to remember him with.
Yeah.
One time I was calling over pickets in the yard, and he told me not to climb over the pickets. I remember that one.